is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And today we have the fabulous Bobby on the board.
Hello, hello.
How are you? It's always wonderful to see your smiling face.
Thank you, doing well.
You're just wonderful.
Thank you.
And we have Becky Mulkey with me. I have a person, we're sitting away from each other, but I have somebody in the studio with me today.
We're socially distancing, yes. But we're here together.
We had our masks on before.
We did.
So Becky Mulkey from Assisting Hands is here today. But we got Lynn on the line, right, Lynn?
You do. Good afternoon, ladies.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Wish I was with you guys, but that studio's a little small.
Soon enough. We have to take everything gradually and see how it goes. And like I said, we're very social distanced here today, so we're good.
Oh, you're going to have a great show. That's so exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
Becky, it's good. I can't wait to hear you.
Oh, thanks, Lenny. We miss you.
And me miss you, too.
And we were just catching up before the show, and we both have lots of good news about a lot of good stuff, so that's really exciting.
Well, I will listen.
All righty.
All right, have a good show, girls.
Okay, thanks. So our newest listeners are Michelle from Largo, Donnie from Palm Beach. In fact, Donnie from Palm Beach, Donnie's a DJ, and he used to date my daughter when she was like 16. But he's been a caregiver, and he listens to this show. So hi, Donnie. And we have Jen from Allentown, Pennsylvania. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we get into our guest today, you know I do a Tuesday tip every week. Been doing it for over a year now. And my tip this week was about wandering. And some people can see this. The people that are on the radio can't. The people on YouTube and Facebook can see it. But 6 out of 10 people with Alzheimer's or dementia wander. So just think about it, too. What I want you to know is when they go out of the house and they're wandering, they usually go in the direction of their dominant hand. So whether you're in the supermarket or you're in your house and they walk away, just if you're going to look for them, try to go in the direction of their dominant hand. Now, some people have a GPS and some people have insoles and some people have different things, but then they always have to remember to wear it also, which can be an issue when they're just sitting there watching television. They just get up and walk out of the house. So they have this thing, and it's called Out of Harm's Way Kit. So there's a pad here. It's like a gauze pad. And you bathe your loved one, and you take the gauze pad, and you wipe it underneath their arms, and you put the pad into a jar, and it will hold their scent for 5 years. So if your loved one has disappeared, you can call the police. They can come in with dogs, and they can find them in, like, no time whatsoever. And especially if you live in a rural area. I mean, I don't want to give you the statistics of people that wander in rural areas and get hurt, or even pass away because they get stuck in bushes or a creek or something like that. So it's only $5. The information, the website is www.findmfriends.org, and all the information will be on the bottom of the show. So please pass this on to a lot of people you know. Becky and I were just saying before, you know, if I had kids and I lived in a rural area, I'd be getting it for my kids.
Right.
You don't know.
Right. You don't know when they're going to wander off. And
well, what even if something else happened to them?
Yeah.
And you just got to find them. So that's a good thing. So our other special guest that we have today is Dr. David Schumann, who is my doctor, who is just a fabulous, fabulous man.
Love, love, love Dr. Schumann. He takes care of my kids, too.
You know, every time I go in there, I see somebody else I know. He's like, Linda, you know everybody in town. I go,
it
yeah.
It is. It's like walking into Seminole, and you see everybody in Seminole who's anybody is at Alexander's Fine.
Exactly. Hello, Doc. How are you today?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing really good.
Awesome.
So before we go any further, one of our listeners saw on Facebook that you were going to be on the show today, and they sent in a question, and they wanted to know if a physical therapy or chiropractic could help with TMJ?
That's an awesome question. And the answer is, of course, right? But in different ways, right? So the chiropractors are trained to get the joint moving the right way. So sometimes that might mean manipulation to the jaw, right? Sometimes it's massaging the muscle to calm it down so that it can function better. It really depends on the type of injury. But, yeah, it absolutely can help.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And so many of our listeners know that I broke my arm a couple of months ago, actually on March 13th, the last dance of my granddaughter's wedding. And I had my arm in a cast for like 5 weeks. And then when the doctor took the cast off, I said to him, I want to get physical therapy. And he said to me, why, you think you need physical therapy? I was like, yes, I think I need physical therapy. And so I came to Dr. Schumann, and Doc, what you've done for me is just amazing. I mean, my range of motion is just about perfect, and it was pretty lousy in the beginning. I'd like you to talk to our listeners about how important physical therapy is, because even you said to me, many times people come into you and they said, oh, my doctor said I don't need physical therapy.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm hearing it more and more, and I don't really understand why. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, the whole... Our profession, or most of it, has been built on post-surgical rehabilitation. You know, people that have procedures done and need help regaining their function when they're ready afterwards. I mean, it's in my opinion, necessary, and it should be required if you want to have the most function out of that joint afterwards. So, yeah, I mean, in your case, you had a fracture, right? So you needed time for it to heal, so you couldn't start therapy right away. You know, you were immobilized and you did that bone to heal. But once you had the green light to start, you know, we hit the ground running and really just worked on range of motion and strengthening, right? So anytime a joint or part of the body is immobilized and you're not allowed to use it, you're going to always have muscle atrophy, right? So the muscle around that joint is not working because you're not allowed to work it.
Right.
So it gets weaker. So that's always going to be part of the rehab process, is getting that muscle to strengthen and get stronger, get that muscle tissue back so that it can help you move that area, right? But, you know, that's just one small type of injury. That there's so many others, right? So sometimes you can have an injury or an issue because of weakness, and you might need to start addressing that weakness for the joint to work better. Other times you may have hurt a muscle, you know, and you might need a shorter amount of time to rest, and then you need to work on the muscle tissue afterwards or strengthen, you know, later on. So it really depends on the type of injury, but physical therapy is always helpful in getting that function back.
You know, Dr. Schumann, there's one thing that you were able to do for us and our family, and it was overcome a fear after an injury. And I think physical therapy helps with that too, and that related to my son Nick after he had had a fall on the playground. And he was fearful of doing physical activity again because he was fearful of a fall, and I think we see that just as much in our seniors.
Oh yeah.
Can you talk about how physical therapy can help overcome those fears of re-injuring?
Absolutely. I think a lot of it has to do with confidence. You're just trying to get that confidence back, and in the older population, which of course is a large focus of this show, is because they have this fear of falling.
Yeah.
And they are going to choose not to do things because they're afraid, and that is just going to lead to more dysfunction, right?
So correct.
I mean, we can tie this into so many things. One that I think is super relevant right now is this idea of inactivity. I mean, think of how many people live by themselves and they're being told to self-isolate.
Yeah.
So they have no interaction, they're by themselves, they're probably not exercising, right? So they're probably getting weaker. And their confidence is gone, right? So if you take somebody that even has a little bit of a balance problem and you isolate them for 6 weeks or 6 months, in our case, it's been so many months now, they're only going to get worse.
Correct.
Right? They're doing less, their muscles are getting weaker, and their confidence is going to get even worse. So that fear is going to grow. And it's just this negative spiral. You know, so one just small part of what physical therapy can do in that regard is to challenge their balance in a controlled environment. You know, so they're in the office, I'm right there, I'm teaching them, you know, different ways to, or different strategies to
right.
help regain balance, and just pushing their limits and getting them to just in real time see that they have more control than they think. And that's going to help them build that confidence back up, so they won't be afraid to walk around the block or, you know, get a little bit of exercise in when they can.
Well, you know, I always tell my seniors, you have to move to lube, and if you rest, you rust.
That's actually really, really nice.
It's true, though. Yeah.
And it's true. Motion leads to more motion, right? So, you know, our joints, most of our joints are synovial joints, which means there's a fluid inside, and that fluid is lubrication. You know, just like you know, the Tin Man needs oil, right? We need to lubricate those joints as well. And just a simple range of motion program or something like beginner yoga, I think, is wonderful too. You know, there's so many resources, and these are free. And you can go on YouTube, and you can really explore some of the free options that we have and find a really nice beginner friendly yoga program that is super simple. It really doesn't put many people at risk. And of course, if you have an injury or there's something serious going on, you can't just dive into something without being a professional. But most people can. Most people don't have, you know, serious joint problems, and they can do beginner yoga, and it's a wonderful thing.
And it's something you can do together with your loved one. It's something you don't have to do by yourself. You know, you could, like,
Absolutely. Set
it up on YouTube every morning at 10 o'clock, or every other morning at 10 o'clock we do yoga.
Yeah, so something to look forward to, and it's beneficial for everybody that's going to be involved.
Did you want to say something?
No, I think to add to that, you know, there's also the stigma, the fear of going out, like we talked about, the social isolation. And for us here in Florida, we're opened up on a limited basis. There's other areas of the country that are still shut down. But I would encourage people to find a local physical therapist, like, you know, we've got in Dr. Schumann at Alexander Spine. Know that these are... our doctor's environments are safe environments to come out to.
Mm-hmm.
Know that things are being cleaned. Things are being isolated. They're watching how many people are in the office at any given time. So it is safe to come out
right,
to places.
Right, they take
places.
Your temperature when you go in, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah,
correct.
I mean, the measures that we started way back when all this started, we haven't stopped. I mean,
correct.
In fact, we've probably expanded on them even more so. At this point, and it's become normal now, right? So
yeah.
It's not even something that we think about. We're just doing, right? So, you know, everything's being cleaned down as a patient gets up, and we're keeping everybody spaced out. And there's, you know, so many different ways that we're doing that. And, you know, temperature, of course, when you walk in, making sure nobody has a fever. And all of these things really do help keep you guys safe. And if there's ever an issue and you don't feel comfortable, just bring it to our attention. We'll do, you know, we'll try to accommodate you, you know.
Right. You know, God bless us all. We are very adaptable. You know, when we have to learn new ways, and we're learning them, and I think it's getting a little better now because we just have to figure it out a different way.
Absolutely. And that's, we're very habitual. Like, as humans in general, we like our habits. But and the one thing coronavirus has done is disrupted those habits. And for the people that really struggle to change and adapt, you really need to think about it, because a lot of people are just saying, oh, I'll just, you know, once this coronavirus dies down, I'll get back to it. But, I mean, this could be going on for a long time. You can't just wait.
Right.
So that's probably the top tip I can give anybody is don't wait. You have to find things that make sense for you that can help keep you active. You can't just wait for it to end, because nobody knows when that will be.
Well, you know what I do sometimes, because you know me, Doc, I got to trick myself. So I'll take, like, the hand weight while I'm watching TV, and I say, when the weight moves, that's the electricity to the TV. If the weight stops, I got to shut the TV off. So it kind of makes me do something.
That's a good tip. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, but just, you know, we're lucky we live in Florida. I mean, it's a little hot now, but you can go for a walk anywhere. You know, you can go for a walk in the early in the morning. You can go for a walk in the late afternoon. You can walk around your house. I have one caregiver. I don't know if I spoke about it on the show last week, but has an issue with his mom with sundowners. So every afternoon, right, when it gets to be sundowners time, they have dance lessons. And they dance the sundowners away every afternoon.
That's awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
It's such a great idea.
I've started doing squats when I'm cooking dinner.
Yeah.
I've started, you know, nobody else is in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to do 10 squats and I'm going to do 10 leg lifts and, you know, well, something to keep things moving.
That's such a good point, Becky, because when we think about, you know, the biggest barriers to exercise. And if, again, if you were to ask 10 people, I bet you 7 or more people are going to say, well, I don't really have the equipment to do that.
Right.
But your body is the equipment.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Squatting is such a good example because that's an exercise where you're using your body weight to help build your strength, right? So you can do that in so many different ways. And just being creative and being willing to do that is only going to help.
Well, when I take my groceries out of the trunk, I take a bag in each hand. I lift them up and down like weights. From the trunk of the, because I have to like trick myself to exercise kind of thing. You know what
you
I
do.
Mean?
We and get you, lazy. And you're entertaining for your neighbors there, Linda.
Oh no, my neighbors, I do entertain my neighbors, that's for sure. But that's a good thing. One last thing I want to talk to you about, Doc. I'm having a lot of concerns about, all right, so we're all sitting around in the chairs and stuff now, and I'm trying to lift Mom out of the chair, and Mom is like dead weight now. And I'm so afraid that caregivers are getting injured. Just trying to pick somebody out of a chair. So what kind of tips can you give them towards that?
So the biggest tip, and this only applies to those that are not completely dependent.
Right.
So if somebody, you know, is has absolutely no way of helping, then this wouldn't apply. But if they are able in any way, they should be contributing to the lift, right? So whether that means pushing down through the arms of the chair to take some of the weight away or using their legs to help push themselves up. Even if they could take away 25% of their weight, it would be a huge help for the caregiver, right?
Yeah.
The second thing is that if you're a caregiver for somebody that needs help to just transfer or stand up from a chair and you're having to lift some of their weight, if you've never been trained, then you are putting both of you at risk.
Yes.
Right? You can't just wing it. That's not something that you want to just wing and just assume you know how to do it. You might need some training, right? And then whether that's, you know, through someone that understands the body like myself or any professional in the field can probably help with
and
that.
And I know places that give caregiver training classes that do that kind
that
of stuff.
That would be an amazing thing to try.
So they teach them how to lift. They teach, yeah.
How much easier the lift becomes when you do it correctly.
Right.
You know, I think back to when I was doing rotations in a neuro facility. So when I was first doing some of my graduate work, there was a place near my school called Kessler, and it was mostly spinal cord injuries and traumatic brain injury patients that, you know, were either paralyzed or didn't have control over half their body. And I tell you what, if you don't do things correctly, not only is your back hurting by the time you're done, but you are hurting for days.
Yeah.
Your legs, I mean, you have to do it correctly and you have to use your body. And, you know, something, a quick tip for helping with lifting would be definitely using your weight, like leaning back a little bit as you lift them.
Right.
Will help take some of the weight away, but you really need to have some training.
And
that would go a long way.
And the least scenario is go to YouTube and watch some videos about it, because there are things.
If you have absolutely no other choice and you're looking for just some easy to follow
some tips.
Absolutely. YouTube's a great resource. And it's free.
Yeah.
Right. And I would tell those that have, if you are using a professional caregiver in your home, talk with that agency that you're working with. I can tell you they very likely will be willing to send their nurse out to do some training tips with you. We've done that with a number of our families. We've gone out and done some teach and train. Just like we do with our caregivers, we're going to do the same thing with our families.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's really most important because we're in this together. The family, the caregivers, the agency, you know, the show, everything, we're all in this together. And there was another thing we, lots of times too, they have vests that people can wear that help with lifting. It's just something to look into. I there was a company once that was called the Easy Lift or something, and it was like a vest that so that you're grabbing them in the right places.
Yeah, there's some new harnesses out there too.
To move their weight in a better way.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's some new harnesses out there, too. I'll try to find one and put a link on the webpage.
Perfect.
There's some new ones that have, like, handles to them that are just phenomenal. The innovation that we're seeing come out in, you know, gone are the days of just the old gait belt.
Yeah.
Now we've got the great harnesses with straps. And
well, because we have such a huge...
Those actually do help quite a bit because they go around the hips, and you really just you lean back and bring their hips to your hips, and they're up.
Right.
So those are actually pretty nice tools to use.
Yeah, we got to figure out something because we have a huge aging population right here.
Yes.
So, Doc, it was great having you on the show today. Where can our listeners find you?
So, of course, we are in Seminole at the corner of Park and Seminole Boulevard, right behind the Starbucks there. Of course, you can reach us on the internet, www.alexanderspinecenter.com. And we look forward to helping you guys.
Thanks, Doc. I'll see you on Monday. Have a delicious weekend.
All right. You guys, too.
Bye-bye. And now it's time to hear from our awesome partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
You know, caregivers more than ever, if someone offers to help you, just say thank you very much. There's so many different ways someone can help you, pick up some groceries for you or do a load of wash. So if you're a neighbor and you're thinking about something you want to do for someone who's a caregiver, don't even think about it, just do it. Just go out and buy some groceries. Or just come over and say, I'm ready for laundry, give me a basket. And most of the times they're going to go, thank you very much. Because we really, you know, we're in this as a village together, especially with the COVID. And sometimes it's very fearful for someone to go to the store, to go out, and if you could just pick up something for them on the way, it makes a world of difference. So, Becky, what are you seeing with going on with caregivers and everything? Because you're a lot of, in contact with a lot of people.
We are. The caregiver stress continues to weigh on a lot of people, and we talked about a conversation earlier when I came in today. I was reading a story, and I know you use this analogy at your conferences, Linda. A psychologist was walking into a room, and she was teaching about stress management to her audience. And she had a smile on her face, and she's holding a glass of water. And everybody's thinking, oh, she's going to give that, you know, typical analogy.
Yeah.
Is it half full? Is it half empty? No. That wasn't where she was going with it. She asked everybody, how heavy is this glass of water? And so she started getting the typical responses, oh, it's 8 ounces, it's 12 ounces. And she replied, well, the absolute weight doesn't matter. It depends upon how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute, not so heavy. If I hold it for an hour, I'm going to start to get an ache in my arm. But if I hold it for a day, your arm's going to start to feel pretty numb and you may become paralyzed. In each case, the weight of the water didn't change, but how heavy that burden of the water was did change.
Because you're doing it by yourself.
Exactly. And so I want to remind, and I tell this to my families, and when I get somebody on the phone for the first time and I hear the stress and the pain that they're going through as a caregiver, you got to put that glass of water down sometimes. And you need to take a break. And so remember,
and that is being strong and not weak.
Correct. Because what do we do in training? We talk about interval training. You don't carry those weights for the full hour that you're working out.
Right.
You do it in intervals. Well, life's journey has to be done in intervals too. And the caregiving journey, we talk about this all the time, is a marathon.
Yes.
And this whole COVID thing is not a sprint. We thought maybe it might be little sprints. We thought it was going to be waves and that we'd be able to sprint. Okay, we'll do the first.
Yeah.
We'll do the first wave. No, this thing's becoming a marathon. And it's it's not just the 32-mile or 26.2 mile marathon. This is the 100-mile. This is the Ironman long-distance dash. So we got to think about things that help us relax a little bit.
And just taking a little time. Just taking a little, what happens, I think, with the caregivers is they get so involved in the care. And, you know, are they eating, are they drinking, are they pooping, are they bib, are they taking their medicine, that they don't spend time together. And that's where a company like Assisting Hands can come in and help, or a neighbor can come in, or somebody can come in.
Correct.
And take care of some of that stuff for them.
Right.
So they could sit down and maybe watch a movie with mom. Right. Or maybe play a game with dad. I have one caregiver now. She became friends with one of her neighbor's sons is home from college. And he's a young man, and he comes over, and he wears a mask, and they sit across the table, and he comes 3 days a week for 2 hours and plays chess with her husband.
Wow.
It's perfect.
That's perfect.
It's perfect. The kid loves it. She gives the kid $20 or whatever, you know, and the husband, that's, he can still do chess really good.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't
so
that
we have
amazing?
To be a little creative sometimes.
Right, and we have to find out the love. The one thing I love, the dancing in the afternoon, I love the idea of water exercise.
Yeah.
If you can get in and still do some water exercise. But one of my other sites I found recently was a company or a foundation called the British Gymnastics Foundation.
Okay.
And it was started by a physical therapist. And she created a whole program for those who have dementia. And it's all about connecting the right side of the brain and the left side of the brain. And we know that when we wake the brain up and do some activity and get those neurons firing yeah. again, those neurons are going to continue to fire throughout the day and help with daily activities like the ability to go to the bathroom, the ability to feed yourself,
right.
the ability to have a good night's sleep. So I love this program. I'll put the link up on the show page
yeah.
today. And there's just wonderful little exercises. Some of it is even difficult for me. It's getting your brain to rethink about it's that patting my head
yeah,
and rubbing
your
my
belly.
Tummy. Well, it's doing some things like that of right hand up, left hand down, and then switch the two. And
I'm going to have to see if I can do some of these.
I know. We'll have to play some of this. That would be awesome.
But that's great, you know, because sometimes just a little bit like that can change so much.
Right. Even I'll do one with you guys right now. It's let's put our fingers out.
Okay.
And we're going to start tapping our fingers. So we're going to start with the thumb, and you're going to take the thumb to the first finger. And then you're going to take it to the middle finger. Then you're going to take it to your ring finger. And then you're going to take it to the pinky. And then we're going to come back in reverse order. And we're coming back to this ring,
yeah.
to the middle, back to the pointer finger. And then we're going to go through and just cycle through doing that. When you're doing that very thoughtfully, you're waking up parts of the brain.
Really?
Yeah. And you're,
that's very cool.
And you're keeping the dexterity in your fingers.
Ooh, look, Bobby's forehead
but
is
Bobby's
lighting up in there.
I can use these weird angle mouse pads now.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so we need to keep busy. We need to keep busy with mental exercise and physical exercise.
It's so important. And find out where you are in your staging. Puzzles are another great one. And it's not that you have to have a 500-piece puzzle.
No.
You can go and do the simple dollar store has the 24-piece puzzles.
Yeah.
And for a buck, you can mix it up. And you know what we did with one of our clients? He was getting really good at doing the 24-piece puzzles, but he really couldn't go beyond that. So we had two 24-piece puzzles, and he started sorting. He knew which one was the dog
cool.
and which was the cat. And then he made two piles, and then he put together those puzzles. So we took it to a different level.
Yeah, one of my caregivers got online. You could have puzzles made of photos.
Yes.
So of their family. So he's like, oh, today I'm putting together the Joneses, and tomorrow I'm putting together the Macaulays.
That's
you know,
awesome.
Whatever. And it's a nice conversation piece, too.
I love it.
Yeah. And
I
so so one of my caregivers said she's going to take a whole bunch of her husband's Army photos from when he was in the Army, and she's going to have puzzles made into those.
That's
because he always
cool.
talks about being in the Army, being, you know, that's something that he talks about a lot.
Right.
So I thought that's kind of cool.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So what are you seeing as the biggest challenge for the caregiver right now?
The isolation, like Dr. Schumann talked about. Isolation is so strong right now. So, but the beautiful thing is what's come out of COVID are the digital opportunities.
Yeah.
We're seeing, I know you're doing them, Linda, the support groups. Support groups seem to be waning a little bit before COVID.
Yeah.
We were seeing in some of the support groups we were sponsoring that the numbers weren't as strong. But
now,
the It's amazing the digital support groups that have come on.
Well, especially since they don't have to leave their homes.
Correct.
That was a lot of issues. Sometimes there wasn't a caregiver support group in their neighborhood.
Right.
You know, they just was too far away. And then sometimes it's just too much of an effort to have to get in the car and drive somewhere, maybe bring your loved one, you know, even if they had respite care there, it was still a project.
Right. So if we're doing Zoom, all you got to worry about is, you know,
exactly.
Up and then, you know, who cares if you have sweats or whatever on below.
Well, it's been cool because we've got to meet some of the spouses of the caregivers because they'll come in and say hi in the Zoom, you know.
Yep.
So that's been kind of interesting too.
And we met the family pets.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a lot of fun. So I think that connection of staying in connection with other people is so important right now because we're lonely and we're creatures that need socialization.
But we do a family Zoom every Sunday. So it's my sisters, my brother, my stepmother, and then whatever other cousins want to come in or something, or whoever wants to come in. And it's fun.
That's a great idea.
You know, and just whoever can come Sunday at noon.
Right. We did story time with one of our clients. She's since passed, but it was early on in COVID, and she was reading to her great-grandchild every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, I think it was. It was story time with Nana, and that's just priceless. And actually, they did it via Zoom, so they have them recorded.
Aww.
So that they could save those for the family. And she's since passed now, but they'll always have those memories of Nana and the story time she did.
Yeah. My stepmother's sister in Vegas, she gives piano lessons via Zoom.
Why not?
You know, things don't have to stop. I see a lot, you know, they've started, the ball games are open again now. But you know what I feel really bad about? I feel bad about the Olympics.
Yes.
Because if you're at your prime right now and you have to wait a year, somebody might come along in this next year that's a little stronger than you or a little faster than you, and they might lose their opportunity.
Right.
We don't realize how many different things it really affects.
It does.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors now, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
So you know what that means. You got to get your pen and paper because there's a lot of good stuff going on. First of, you know, you're going to hear this from me every week. It's the Field of Honor with Kiwanis and Seminole. We're going to be doing like 450 flags this year. For $35, you can have a flag, a big, huge flag with a streamer on it with your loved one's name and their date of service. It's just a proud thing, and it's just such an easy way to do something nice for somebody for $35. So the link will be on my website. Arden Quartz is having a seminar with Tipa Snow on August 18th, learning the difference between letting go and giving up on your dementia caregiving journey. So it's too long for me to say the URL. No one's going to be able to write that down. Anybody that's interested in that, just message me through, like we do all the time, through the website, and I will give you the information. Well, we got Hearts and Hope coming up, huh, Beck?
I'm very excited. We're a roadie sponsor at Assisting Hands.
It's so very exciting, you know, because last year it was a great event. But I'll tell you personally, because Lynn and I didn't get there till like near the end last year. We missed a lot of the good stuff. And we thought, oh, this year we'll get there early, you know, whatever. And then with COVID, they weren't having a live concert.
Right.
So we're doing it virtually on, it's August 7th, right? Yeah, August 7th.
It is. Yeah, I talked to Sherry Gruden. She and I sit on Better Living for Seniors board. And I said to Sherry when she said she wasn't going to do it this year, I said, Sherry, why can't we do this virtually? Look at all these others. And I sent her a couple other virtual charitable events that were going on. And next thing she knows, she calls me up and she says, Becky, we're going to do it.
It's perfect. And they raise a ton of money already because I'm on the committee.
Yes.
They raise a ton of money already. I don't want to give it away until we get to the end.
It's going to be good.
It's really good. And you know what? Sometimes it's nicer than dragging your behind out and finding a parking spot and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You just sit on your deck and, you know, we all got these devices today. It makes it so easy.
And it's a great deal. It's $10. And for that $10, you get the link to the YouTube show that's going to be an amazing hour of entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, great music, but not just that, too. They're having heartfelt stories.
Yes.
From different people in the community. And I know one of the heartfelt stories has to do with a little dog.
It does. It does. One of our dear friends, Michelle Lowak, and her dad put a piece together. And Michelle joined in on the Livable Florida movement. And Livable Florida was something that was started by our governor and the Alzheimer's Association. And they wanted to make sure that people were not isolated during COVID. And so the Alzheimer's Foundation donated these animatronic cats and dogs, and as well as MP3 players. And there may still be a few available out there, but they donated these. And the story you'll see with Michelle's dad, how he goes from being totally shut down to, and you were there one day.
Yeah,
when
I was there one day. I was there one day, and she said, he said, where's Puppy? Did he wake up from his nap yet? And so we went and got Puppy and brought Puppy, and he's like, oh, hi, my baby. Oh, I love you. You know, just unbelievable.
Right. And so my question for, I know a lot of your listeners and viewers out there.
Yeah, they got some of them.
Took advantage of the opportunity. We are trying to find out those great stories like Michelle's story of how it worked well for you. So if you did get one of those pets through Livable Florida, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me via Facebook, via Linda's website. We're trying to collect those stories.
And even if you purchase one, the people, because some people from out of state purchase them.
Yes.
If you got a good story, tell us. My one friend, she got one for her mom that actually lives in a community. And her mom says, yeah, all the other ladies got babies that they don't do anything. My dog barks. she's very sassy, Lana's mother, but loves it. And then named it after her first dog, the only name she can remember, you know, and just reminds her of her first dog. It's just amazing when I see it.
Right. It's amazing how they light up. Yeah. Let's bring that to some others.
Yeah. So that's going to be really good. You'll see those stories during the concert. So when I was talking about wandering earlier, I saw this poem I would like to read to you. And it's written by someone that had dementia, who's passed away now. And it says, when I wander, don't tell me to come and sit down. Wander with me. It may be because I am hungry, thirsty, need a toilet, or maybe I just need to stretch my legs. When I call for my mother, even though I'm 90, don't tell me she has died. Reassure me, cuddle me, ask me about her. It may be that I'm looking for the security that my mother once gave me. When I become agitated or appear angry, please don't reach for the drugs first. I'm trying to tell you something. I may be too hot, too bright, too noisy, or maybe it's just because I miss my loved ones. Try to find out first. When I shout, please don't ask me to be quiet or walk by. I'm trying to tell you something, but have difficulty in telling you what. Be patient. Try to find out. I may be in pain. When I don't eat my dinner, drink my tea, it may be because I've forgotten how to. Show me what to do. Remind me. It may be that I just need to hold my knife and fork. I may know what to do with them. When I push you away while you're trying to help me wash or get dressed, maybe it's because I've forgotten what you have said. Keep telling me what you are doing over and over and over. Maybe others will think you're the one that needs the help. With all my thoughts and maybes, perhaps it will be you who reaches my thoughts, understands my fears, and will make me feel safe. Maybe it will be you who I need to thank. So I think we need to really think about this, especially during times of COVID, where our patients may be a little thin, where some of our loved ones have declined during this time. And I think many of the things with agitation is because they cannot communicate or because they do not understand. So we don't want to give them a drug. We want to be kind. We want to try to communicate the best we can. You know, I'm having a special seminar that's going to be coming up soon. We don't have a date yet, but we're going to have a preview on August 21st. And it's going to be called You, Me, and Dementia. And it's myself and Brian LeBlanc and Maureen Rulison. They've been on the show before. Brian has Alzheimer's, and Maureen is his care partner. So I'll give you the information next week. It's going to be on the 21st, and you'll be able to come in and ask some questions, or you'll be able to email me some questions for Brian, because I know I've been curious for all the years that I'm working in this industry. I'm always wondering what the person with dementia is thinking. You know, what are they thinking? And a lot of what happens when someone has dementia, they have such a hard time communicating that they stop. Or they don't say anything, or they're embarrassed. And I think this is important, and I think it's important for people to be able to see a couple who's living with it, the good, the bad, the funny, the sad, and what it can do. And in fact, next week they're going to Michigan, and they're getting a service dog that's trained just for people with dementia.
That's amazing, Linda.
So this dog will be with him 24/7 wherever he goes, and the dog has a chip in it, has a GPS chip in it. So if Brian goes for a walk, the dog's with him, they always know where he is, because even Brian says he has a iWatch, an Apple Watch, and a phone, but sometimes you don't have them. You're not paying any attention, and you just walk out.
Right.
So we're going to find out more about it, and when they get the dog, we'll find out more about it, and I'm going to speak to the woman who is the breeder and see if I can have him, because they have a friend that has had a dog like this for like 3 years and said it has made all the difference in the world. And the dog actually, wait, dig this one. So Alex is going to say, Brian, it's time to take your medication, and the dog's going to let Brian know it's time to take his medication. Alexa will say, Brian, it's time to eat, because Brian forgets to eat a lot. The dog's going to, Maureen says she's getting him a Scooby-Doo lunchbox. And going to put it on the table every day with his lunch. But the dog's trained to not let him know, you know, he needs to eat his lunch. And it's much nicer to be bugged by a dog than a person.
Yeah, that wet nose coming over
and
nudging
you. Your little baby instead
you'd
of, you
be
know.
Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, instead of eat
it's
your
better than your wife going, yeah, come on, eat.
Exactly. So I think that's fascinating. Also, we're going to have on the show next week, I'm very excited about it, this woman, Mary Daniel. So Steve and Mary Daniel have been married for 24 years. They were separated in March after Florida barred visitors to nursing homes and care centers during the coronavirus pandemic. So her husband is 66 years old. She hadn't seen him for 114 days. And when she would go to visit him, he would just cry through the window. And he couldn't really understand her. So what did Mary do? Mary got a job there as a dishwasher. Brilliant. They needed a dishwasher.
I'm so impressed.
That is very impressive. So I don't want to give the whole rest of the story away. She'll be on the show next week, but she's got a great big Facebook group. I'll give you that information with, I don't know, like 69,000 people. And in other states now, they're starting groups like her because they want permission to see their loved ones.
That's great info.
And we got to talk about a lot of that kind of stuff because it's getting to the point where it's causing problems. You know,
it
people
is.
Losing weight and a whole bunch of other stuff. And
it
that
is.
Really
I mean,
concerns
that's
me.
A call I'm getting almost daily now of family members saying, you know, my husband's not eating anymore. What can we do? And we are sending caregivers in. So the good thing is that we as a licensed home care agency can still send a caregiver into the building. They have to be COVID screened. They have to test negative for COVID every 2 weeks. But it's expensive and it's not in everybody's budget to be able to do that.
Right.
So we got to find out when is it going to be safe to get family members back in there because we are seeing a deterioration in our seniors that are living.
Yeah. Well, some woman told me the other day she was granted a visit with her mother in a room 6 feet apart. Her mother's lost 22 pounds.
Wow.
You know, and she said, my mother just wasn't with it. She said, I need to comb my mother's hair. I need to hold my mother's hand.
Yes.
You know, that is so important. And we need that human touch. And I think people should be, I don't know, I hate politics, but people should be able to make a choice. You know, you might have to take a little risk in certain things, and maybe you have the choice to make that risk, because I don't know, if my loved one was in there and I didn't think they were going to have a lot of time, I'd probably just go and bring them home. But,
and we are seeing some of that,
you know,
too.
It's really important. You know, so the one place said, oh, yeah, you get to see her 48 hours after she dies. What?
Wow.
Yeah, that's really craziness. So the ones that are very lucky that you have your loved ones home with you, be really nice to them. They want you to be. And they're just going to be there for you. You know, like I said, just one woman on the support group last week was telling me about her mother getting so agitated all the time. And I said, perhaps you just sit down with her and rub her arm slowly as you speak to her. Just rub her arm or maybe hum a little song. So she came to the support group 2 days later, the next support group. She said, it worked. Ooh. So you never know. Sometimes we just got to try something a little different. Because whatever we're feeling, if we're anxious, we're going to make them anxious. So if we're calm, there's a good chance they'll be calm also. So tune in next week. We're going to have a bunch of other wonderful guests. Becky, where can people find you?
They can find us on the World Wide Web at assistinghands.com/St. Pete.
Or they can go to lindaberhands.com and it's there too. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Remember, God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
And you know wherever I am, I'll come running. See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds,
and that old North Wind should look in the blow. Keep your head together and call my name.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.